Now, in a small way, wary relations between Iran and the United States are already being set aside for the common good, for the good of the game. Gary Lemoine is one of basketball's best-known coaches, at least in the Middle East and Far East. Mr. Lemoine has coached national basketball teams in Qatar, Bahrain, and Mongolia. He's just concluded a year coaching the national basketball team of Iran. The Iranians say he's been let go. Mr. Lemoine says, nope, he quit. Officially, there are no hard feelings in either case. Gary Lemoine joins us from the studios of WILL in Urbana, Illinois. Mr. Lemoine, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
What was it like to be an American, in particularly such a prominent American, in Tehran during this time?
Well, it was interesting. There's an area up in the northeastern corner of Tehran. It's called Shimran. It's where Khomeini had an apartment. And it's a very nice area, and it's chic shops and everything. It's a place that I'd go on Friday. And so I was well received. People like me. Most Iranians like Americans. They want to come to America. So there was good relations on my part. It was a good experience.
Is there any kind of stigma attached to basketball in Iran? You know, the game of the Great Satan or anything like that?
Not really. Everybody knows America has the best basketball in the world, mm-hmm. and the Iranians are no exception. And so I think they welcome the idea of an American coach, and they basically hired me to improve their ranking in Asia.
Iranians have had historically great wrestling teams.
Right.
What kind of basketball players are they?
Well, they were better than what I thought, actually. There's some rather large Iranians. There's a couple of young men there now that I'm even trying to get to come to the States. There's one in particular that I think has the potential to play at a very high level. His name is Ali Tofik, and he was a good player, mentally tough. I really enjoyed working with him.
Mr. Lemoine, what kind of coach were you? Did you have marked success? Did you win any tournaments?
The very first tournament I coached in is called Sport Nations, and that was last year. We came in third. We beat the 23 and under German team, and then we played Ural Great, the second best club team in Russia. We took them to overtime. We should have beat them in regulation. So we came in third in that tournament, and then this last, about a month ago, we came in third in Amman, Jordan. So I improved the team. I focused on defense. They were weak defensively, and we spent a lot of time on defense. So I believe I impacted the national team and the country.
Mm-hmm. I gather, reading some of the accounts from the Gulf News and other places, that there were some reservations on behalf of official Iranians that you didn't speak Farsi,
right,
and that this distanced you from the team.
Well, I learned some basketball terms, a greeting, some goodbye, some Farsi, but, you know, I was hired to go in there and teach basketball, and my first language is English. My players adapted well, so it worked out all right.
Were there players on your team we're going to hear from?
Well, you know, their goal is to make the Olympics. It's going to be very difficult. You know, China is so strong now. Yeah. To the Olympics, I don't know. You might have to wait 10 years before you get to the Olympics. We'll just have to wait and see.
So you're going off to Lebanon to coach a club team there?
Yes, it's an Armenian club.
Hmm. How's your Armenian?
Not very good.
Well, that's all right. You have to learn the Armenian equivalent of Faulim, right?
I guess. Thank goodness my players pick up English better than I pick up the languages that I go to.
I actually have a friend who learned his basketball in Lebanon, but he said that it's your tendency when you first learn the game overseas to rein in a lot of points from long distance.
Well, that's kind of the tendency of the European game or the Middle East game. They're good shooters. Not a lot of a middle game.
I'd imagine with that big wrestling culture in Iran, though, they probably would treasure the opportunity to try and stop some guy from making an easy layup.
Right. Well, that was one of my philosophies, no layup. We had a no layup rule, and some of the players embraced that quite well, yes.
Oh, no, when you say a no layup rule, you don't mean not try it. You mean don't let anybody get
don't let it. Right, exactly. On defense, yes.
Foul them, right?
Right, exactly.
Mr. Lemoine, you've had an interesting life. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Gary Lemoine, an international basketball coach, has just finished a year working with the national basketball team of Iran, speaking with us from WILL in Urbana, Illinois.